This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Introvert versus extrovert leadership voice, how different personalities can command equal authority. Your personality type does not limit your authority. Your clarity does. In short, your leadership voice is not determined by how much you speak. It is determined by how clearly and consistently your communication earns trust. Introverted leaders build authority through precision, depth, and the power of deliberate silence. Extroverted leaders build authority through energy, connection, and the courage to think openly. Both styles command equal respect when used with self-awareness and genuine commitment. Definition: introvert versus extrovert leadership voice refers to the distinct ways personality type shapes how a leader communicates authority in the workplace. Introverts lead through measured precision and deep listening. Extroverts lead through expressive energy and visible connection. Both can earn lasting respect. I once watched a quietly spoken woman lose a boardroom to a man she was twice as prepared as. She had the facts. She had the clarity. But the moment he walked in and filled the air with confidence and warmth, the room leaned toward him. She assumed his style was better. She tried to match it. And in doing so, she lost the one thing that had always made her powerful, her own voice. That moment has stayed with me for decades. The introvert versus extrovert question in leadership is one of the most misunderstood in workplace communication. People assume authority sounds like volume. It does not. Authority sounds like trust, and trust can be built in more ways than most leaders realize. What an introverted leadership voice actually looks like. An introverted leader tends to process before speaking. They think inside first, then share the conclusion. This does not mean they are shy or uncertain. It means they prize precision. When they speak, they have usually already considered the weight of their words. In practice, an introverted leadership voice often arrives in the form of a quiet question that reframes the whole conversation, or a single sentence spoken at the right moment that cuts through noise. These leaders build authority through consistency. They say what they will do, and they do it. Over time, their team learns to listen carefully because the words are not wasted. The challenge for introverted leaders is visibility. When you prefer to think before you speak, large group settings can feel like the wrong environment, and it is easy to be talked over by louder voices in meetings. Understanding how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion is genuinely useful here, because an introverted leader needs strategies that protect space without having to compete on volume. What an extroverted leadership voice actually looks like. An extroverted leader tends to think out loud. They process through conversation, energy, and engagement. Their voice is often the one that gets a room moving, breaks tension with humor, or pulls a reluctant contributor into the discussion with a direct and warm invitation. Extroverted leaders build authority through presence and connection. People know where they stand. They read the room quickly, respond in real time, and project a confidence that others naturally want to follow. At their best, they make everyone feel included. They're skilled at how to ensure every participant gets heard, because their instinct is to engage, not to wait. The challenge for extroverted leaders is depth. Thinking aloud is a strength, but it can blur the line between a considered position and an off-the-cuff reaction. Teams who follow extroverted leaders sometimes struggle to know which words were firm decisions and which were exploratory thoughts. Gravitas, for the extrovert, is often earned by learning when to stop speaking. Side by side, how the two voices differ. Dimension: introverted leadership voice, extroverted leadership voice. How authority is established through consistent, precise action and words through visible energy and rapid connection. Processing style: internal, before speaking external, through speaking. Natural setting of strength: one-on-one, small groups, written communication, large groups, open discussion, real-time engagement. Relationship to silence: uses it as a deliberate tool, tends to fill it, sometimes prematurely. Risk to watch for being overlooked in high-volume environments, being perceived as reactive rather than considered. High trust is built slowly, through demonstrated reliability quickly, through warmth and openness. Response under pressure: withdraws to think, may appear disengaged, speaks first, may appear to act before thinking. The table gives you the skeleton. The real story is in the texture beneath it. The introvert's reliability is their bedrock. I have seen introverted leaders hold a room's respect for years on the strength of a simple pattern: they said what they meant, and they meant what they said. That kind of trust is slow to build, and extraordinarily hard to shake. But the same leader in a crisis that demands immediate and visible decisiveness can appear paralyzed simply because they need 5 minutes alone to form the right response. The extrovert's energy is contagious, and that is not a small thing. Teams move faster when they feel the room is alive. But I have also watched extroverted leaders unintentionally flatten a difficult conversation because their comfort with verbal momentum meant they spoke before the other person had finished processing the weight of what was being said. In How to Handle Conflict During Meetings, the extrovert often has the instinct, but needs to practice the restraint. Where the two voices meet. Here is something most content on this subject skips the best leaders I have known, regardless of personality, had learned to borrow from both styles. The introverted leader who prepares carefully and then practices projecting that preparation with warmth and energy does not become an extrovert. They become a more complete version of themselves. The extroverted leader who disciplines themselves to pause, to listen fully, and to let silence do the work it can do does not become introverted. They become more trustworthy. Both voices, at their core, are trying to do the same thing, earn the respect to the people they lead. The overlap is in the goal, even when the method differs. How leaders foster a culture of team synergy draws on qualities from both personality styles, because genuine cohesion requires both depth and energy. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three ways leaders confuse these styles. Confusing style with capability. The mistake. Assuming extroverts are naturally better leaders because they are more visible and vocal in group settings. Why it happens. Extroverted traits map more obviously onto what most organizations reward in public, such as speaking up in meetings, working a room, and projecting confidence under pressure. What to do instead? Judge leadership voice by outcomes, not volume. Ask who builds the most reliable, loyal, and capable teams. The answer often surprises people. Confusing introversion with passivity. The mistake. Treating a quiet leader as someone who lacks conviction or needs to be encouraged to come out of their shell. Why it happens. Silence reads as uncertainty to people who process through speaking. If you never see the thinking, you can underestimate the depth of it. What to do instead? Private conditions where introverted leaders can contribute on their terms. Written input before meetings, smaller group conversations, and direct one-on-one dialogue all give introverted voices space to land. Confusing extroversion with a lack of depth. The mistake. Assuming that a leader who thinks aloud, speaks freely, and moves quickly from topic to topic has not thought things through. Why it happens. The visible process of thinking out loud looks messy compared to the polished output of someone who processed privately. Messy is often mistaken for shallow. What to do instead? Look at the decisions, not the delivery. An extrovert who consistently makes sound calls is demonstrating depth, even if you cannot see the workings. When each voice has the advantage. An introverted leadership voice carries particular strength in one-on-one feedback conversations, in written communication that needs precision, and in situations that call for careful listening before any response. When a team member is in genuine distress, the quiet leader, who simply stays present and does not rush to fix, is often the most powerful person in the room. The advanced skill of reading tone and emotional nuance, which matters so much in advanced feedback conversations, often comes more naturally to introverted leaders who are already practiced at attending closely. An extroverted leadership voice carries particular strength when a team needs momentum after a setback, when a culture needs re-energizing, or when a new group needs to form quickly into something cohesive. If you need people to believe something is possible when the evidence is thin, the extrovert's natural capacity for conviction and connection is a genuine asset. In virtual settings, where presence is harder to project through a screen, this energy also travels well. The challenge of how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces often suits the extrovert's instinct for regular, visible engagement. Neither personality type has the advantage in every situation. That is the point. How to strengthen the voice you have. If you lead as an introvert, practice entering conversations earlier than feels comfortable. You do not need to have the full thought formed. A question, a brief observation, or even I'm still working through this, but here is where I'm so far signals presence without requiring a polished position. Intense moments, knowing how to de-escalate arguments during meetings by asking a well-timed, calm question is one of the most powerful things a quiet leader can do. If you lead as an extrovert, practice the discipline of the second thought. Before you speak in a high-stakes moment, ask yourself whether this is your considered position or your first instinct. They are not always the same. Silence is not weakness in a leader. Used at the right moment, it signals that your next words will matter. Both personality types benefit from one shared practice clarity. Know what you believe, know how you want to say it, and trust the person across from you enough to be direct. That combination, regardless of whether it arrives with energy or quiet, is what genuine leadership voice sounds like. Frequently asked questions. What is introvert versus extrovert leadership voice? Introvert versus extrovert leadership voice describes how personality type shapes the way a leader communicates authority. Introverts tend to lead through measured, precise speech and deep listening. Extroverts lead through expressive, energetic communication. Both styles can command equal respect when applied with self-awareness. Can introverts be as effective as extroverts in leadership roles? Absolutely. Introverts often command deeper trust because their words carry deliberate weight. Extroverts build rapid rapport and energize teams. Effectiveness depends not on personality type, but on how well a leader understands their own voice and uses it with intention and consistency. How does an introvert build a strong leadership voice at work? An introvert builds a strong leadership voice by preparing thoroughly before key conversations, speaking with precision rather than volume, and using silence as a tool rather than treating it as a weakness. Consistent follow-through on commitments builds the credibility that sustains authority over time. How does an extrovert develop gravitas as a leader? An extrovert develops gravitas by practicing the discipline of pausing before speaking, listening fully before responding, and resisting the urge to fill every silence. When an extrovert slows down, their natural energy becomes compelling rather than overwhelming, and their authority deepens considerably. What are the biggest differences between introverted and extroverted leadership communication? Introverted leaders tend to think before speaking, prefer one-on-one conversations, and build authority through consistency and depth. Extroverted leaders think aloud, energize group settings, and build authority through visible enthusiasm and connection. The core difference is how each processes and expresses ideas under pressure. When should a leader adapt their natural communication style? A leader should adapt when the situation demands what their natural style cannot easily provide. Introverts benefit from projecting more presence in large group settings. Extroverts benefit from pulling back in one-on-one or high-stakes emotional conversations. Adaptation does not mean abandoning your style. It means extending the range. The introvert versus extrovert question, at its heart, is the wrong question. The right question is this: does your team trust what you say? And do they know where you stand? If the answer is yes, your leadership voice is working. If the answer is no, the problem is not your personality. It is the gap between who you are and how clearly you are letting that show. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.